Europe's new crypto rules are quietly changing, where traders can access Tether's USDT. And that's a really big moment for the market.
It's also a serious shift. Since the markets in crypto assets regulation, better known as MiCA, began reshaping the European digital asset market, regulated platforms have faced growing pressure to review which stablecoins they can list and support.
For many European users, the most visible result has been USDT gradually disappearing from regulated exchanges and trading services.
That raises an important question. Is MiCA weakening USDT, or is it simply moving stablecoin activity away from Europe?
To understand that, we need to start with why MiCA created pressure in the first place.
MiCA was introduced to create a common regulatory framework for crypto assets across the European Union. Among other requirements, it establishes standards for stablecoin issuers, including expectations around reserves, disclosures, governance, and authorization.
Stablecoins are so important because they let people move value quickly, trade without converting into traditional currency, and hold a dollar-linked asset while staying inside the blockchain ecosystem.
But they're also a major regulatory concern. Authorities want greater clarity about what backs these tokens, how reserves are managed, how users can redeem them, and whether issuers have adequate safeguards during periods of market stress.
USDT, issued by Tether, has long been the dominant dollar-pegged stablecoin by circulation and trading volume, so its scale matters a lot.
Its scale makes it particularly important to global crypto markets, but its regulatory status and reserve disclosures have also attracted sustained scrutiny. As European platforms assessed their obligations under MiCA, many concluded that continuing to support USDT could create compliance uncertainty.
So what we're seeing now is USDT becoming less visible on European platforms.
As MiCA took effect, several regulated European exchanges and service providers began restricting or removing USDT-related products. In some cases, users could no longer buy or sell USDT directly.
In others, platforms limited trading pairs, deposits, withdrawals, or access for customers located in the European Economic Area.
That does not mean USDT has vanished from Europe entirely. Users may still encounter it through non-European platforms, decentralized finance applications, peer-to-peer markets, or services operating outside the scope of local regulation.
The important change is that access through highly visible, regulated gateways has become more limited.
For everyday users, the practical impact may include fewer trading options and a greater reliance on alternative stablecoins.
Euro-denominated tokens could become more attractive for payments and local transactions, while other dollar-backed stablecoins may gain market share on compliant European platforms.
Yet the global market has barely flinched, and the reason is simple. The European market represents only one part of a much larger crypto economy.
USDT is deeply integrated into trading activity across Asia, Latin America, the Middle East, Africa, and other regions.
In countries where access to US dollars is limited, expensive, or subject to capital controls, a dollar-linked digital token can serve as an important financial tool.
Users may rely on USDT for savings, remittances, international commerce, and protection against local currency volatility.
USDT is also embedded in the infrastructure of global crypto trading. It is used across centralized exchanges, decentralized protocols, derivatives markets, and over-the-counter transactions.
Traders often prefer it because of its liquidity, broad availability, and large number of trading pairs.
That network effect is difficult to break. Even if a major region reduces access, users elsewhere may continue to choose USDT because counterparties, exchanges, and liquidity providers already support it.
In that sense, MiCA can restrict distribution in Europe without substantially reducing worldwide demand.
The most likely short-term outcome is not the disappearance of stablecoin liquidity, but its redistribution.
trading activity that once passed through European regulated platforms may move to alternative venues or shift toward stablecoins that are easier to support under MiCA.
This could create a more fragmented market, with European users increasingly trading through euro-based stablecoins or compliant dollar alternatives, while global markets continue to rely heavily on USDT.
The result could be different liquidity patterns, spreads, and trading preferences depending on a user's location.
Fragmentation may also introduce practical challenges, such as higher conversion costs when moving between stablecoins, fewer direct trading pairs, and less seamless cross-border transfers.
At the same time, competition among compliant issuers could encourage better disclosures, stronger reserve practices, and more transparent redemption policies.
MiCA puts additional pressure on stablecoin issuers to demonstrate that their products can meet formal regulatory standards. For Tether, the European restrictions may reduce visibility and liquidity in an important financial market, even if they do not threaten its global position in the immediate future.
Competitors that can secure regulatory approval or provide clearer compliance documentation may benefit from the opening.
This could support the growth of alternative dollar-backed stablecoins, as well as euro-denominated tokens designed specifically for European users.
Still, regulatory approval alone does not guarantee adoption.
A stablecoin must also offer deep liquidity, reliable infrastructure, broad exchange support, and user confidence.
USDT's advantage comes from years of integration across the crypto economy, and replacing that network will take time.
On the bigger picture, MiCA represents one of the most significant attempts to establish comprehensive crypto regulation in a major economic region.
Its impact will likely extend beyond individual tokens, influencing how exchanges list assets, how wallets serve customers, how issuers manage reserves, and how global companies approach European users.
For now, the USDT story shows the limits of regional regulation in a borderless market.
Europe can make access more difficult for regulated businesses operating within its jurisdiction, but it cannot single-handedly determine which stablecoin the rest of the world uses.
So the central question is not whether MiCA has killed demand for USDT.
It has not.
The more relevant question is whether MiCA will gradually encourage a different stablecoin ecosystem in Europe, while USDT continues to dominate in other regions.
Based on current market behavior, the answer appears to be yes. Regulation is changing the geography and structure of stablecoin liquidity, but global demand for Tether remains remarkably resilient.
If you want another angle on stablecoins, there's also a related discussion about exploring stablecoin payments for influencers and content creators.